Blog Talk Radio.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge.
Hey, hey, this is Liberty Lisa. You've reached the Truth Training. Non-judicial foreclosures, where they're just taking people's homes without even giving them due process. That's wrong. It's criminal. It's fraud.
The Truth Train with Liberty Lisa. Tuesday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on Truth Emergers Radio.
The cause is bigger than just me. The cause is for everyone.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The cause is for everyone, and that is a promotion for another show. I did that intentionally because here on the Coalition, we try to cross-promote as much as possible. Welcome to NWO Truth Radio Mass Media, by the way. My name is James Impending. If you are a first-time listener, we thank you very much. Live stream is something we are trying to make mainstream here. This is going to be the new regular. Like I said, we are going to keep our blog talk station. We're going to use it for the call-in number mainly alone because live stream has a chat room. And it is a little, it's just a little nicer to be able to see me and for me to be seen. I mean, like I said, I'm trying to shave tonight. I know the last live streams, I have looked pretty rough. Tonight is a Saturday night special broadcast. We are going to do open discussion on current events, both world, U.S. I'm taking all callers. Put your hand up by pressing 1 if you want to speak on the air, because I do see that there are people who have called in. Press 1 if you are trying to get on the air, have something to say, we will put you right through. I do not have anybody in the studio, so I ask that you be respectful. Nobody to screen my callers tonight. Like I said, this is an impromptu show, trying to fill up the nights here on Mass Media and on NWO Truth Radio as well. Big things are coming, though, ladies and gentlemen. Things are coming. The shows are picking back up. We are going to have more hosts. We are going to have more simulcast, we are going to have more live stream. These things are what is new for 2015 for NWO Truth Radio / Mass Media. So with that being said, let me give out the call-in number for everybody out there on live stream real fast. 773-897-6190. Press 1, the number 1, after you call in. After the lady gives you the prompt to stay on the line, you press 1. It will show me right here in the studio that you are trying to get on the air. We will bring you right in. Like I said, respect is a must. We thank you very much for participating in these shows. So let's go to current events. Let's see here. Do we want to talk about Russia? Do we want to talk about Australia? 33 killed, 100 injured in a suicide bomb attack. There's plenty to talk about when it comes to current events and how the New World Order is inflicting their agenda upon not just the United States, even though it is very relevant here in the United States. It's relevant everywhere. They're not dropping bombs yet in the United States, but they are in other places. And you know, if you've been a fan of these networks, any of these networks, for any amount of time, that every shell is bought and paid for both sides of the war, well before the war is ever thought to have taken place. Okay? Somebody is profiting. You don't buy bombs you're not going to use. Just like with Homeland Security, bought another, 62 million rounds, enough to fight 32 years worth of war on an American soil. These things here, that's what should really concern us, as of late anyway. But Jade Helm will get into some of that. If you have information on Jade Helm, if you live anywhere in the locations that are being affected, feel free to call in. We're very friendly here. We try to be anyway. This isn't like an Alex Jones where if you have an adverse opinion on something that I've said that I'm going to hang up on you. I'm here to discuss. That's what this is. It's an open discussion, so we will entertain all respectable callers. All right, so we're going to pick one of these real quick. Let's see here. What are we going to pick? What are we going to pick? Let's go with, let's start in yesterday. Let's see. This is, it's so interesting to sit back, like I said, being an impromptu show. I didn't have any one target picked up. Let's look at China. Let's look at China. This happened a couple days ago. See here. Senior journalist sentenced to 7 years imprisonment for leaking state secrets. Okay, now see, there you go, right there. That's another one of, what did we talk about last night? We were discussing what, people? How far will you go to tell the truth? People are being sentenced, not just in the United States. They don't have to run for their lives just here or just in Canada or just in Sweden. They have to run for their lives everywhere. If you are telling the population what the government is going to do to them, you are a potential target. I'm sorry to say, that's how it is. Are a targeted individual, depending on what level. There are people out here who say that this Jade Helm 15 is going to be where they come with the stickers. Everybody remember, 2, 3, 4 years ago when they come out and everybody said, oh, that's ludicrous, red sticker, blue sticker. That's ludicrous. Well, it's not so ludicrous anymore because red sticker, blue sticker, when they tell you, well, look, well, we're holding a training exercise out here, and for your safety, we want you to stay in, stay away from the windows, and they have people running through your yard and playing G.I. Joe down your street in your Walmart, and you're not allowed to come outside, no problem. That's what we're doing here. We're sticking your, we know you, we've tracked IP addresses, we know James Impending lives at this address. We know that James Impending is a troublemaker, and we know that as we speak, James Impending is probably putting a show on with a camera out the window trying to show the world what's really going on out here, and for that reason and that reason alone, James Impending will face 7 years imprisonment for leaking state secrets because it went out on the internet, and now there's FCC and federal fines and all of these things that they attached to Bradley Manning. They will attach to you. They will attach to me. These things have been going on for a long time. People think our Middle Eastern problem just started with 1989, 1990, 1991. That's not the case. That's not even close to truth. Let's go back and look in the studios and make sure nobody's yelling to get their hand up here. All right. Kind of a slow night for the studio. Like I said, impromptu show. Maybe we will get some callers in, ladies and gentlemen. But if not, I'm not bad company. I may talk a whole lot because by myself, I'm kind of erratic. Carla may join us tonight. For those of you who don't know, that is my wife. We did a show about a year or so back, and it was called Eclipsing the Lies. And that was before I had my own show, and it was before she got sick and was dealing with what she's dealing with. But she is feeling better. No big pharma treatment. I won't go into what kind of treatment she has had, but she is feeling a little better. She's doing better. We haven't been back to the doctor as to see how it's progressed or the lack thereof, but either way, she may come in tonight and join us. We may get into the Pledge of Allegiance tonight and how they make your kids swear their life, swear an oath, their life to a flag that does not represent them. Let's see here. Let's go to another current event. Let's see what we can spark off of. I don't want to talk about that damn airplane. I did see that something happened today. Russian opposition parties joined hands to take on Putin. Okay? Vladimir Putin, next year at their election, just kind of like it's hard. Excuse me, I've been battling a sore throat for a few days. Today's the best I've felt, along with the toothache. But regardless, let me set this down. Sorry for the junky room. This is my research / dog room. So this isn't a normal. But yes, they're taking on Russian President Vladimir Putin. They're going to run in these elections against Mr. Putin, I'm guessing. And instead of trying to fight with each other, they're going to join up and see if they can put him out of office. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Because if we think about what's happening in the world right now. Now, the world is pretty united when it comes to how to deal with terror. They don't care who it is, you nip it in the bud, blah, 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 blah. Russia is one of the leaders and example for what happens when you mess up in Russia. Let's just say it's not pretty. But some of these others are even more radical than we care to deal with. We think that we have radicals, Republicans, extremists, liberals, and Tea Partiers that go overboard, and we think that that is extreme politics. It's not extreme politics to Russians. They blow up each other's cars. People come up missing. It's kind of like the Clintons. You don't make it. You disappear or you die. It's your choice. But the same things happen all over the world, and these people are standing up. Now, I'm not going to say that the opposition parties are wrong. I'm not going to say that Putin is right. I am going to say that when turmoil strikes a superpower, the entire world is watching. We are the prime example of that. We have more scandal and turmoil in the United States, and it really is a shock that we haven't been invaded and fired upon as of yet, because we as Americans, most of us, are pretty upset with the government, and rightly so. But if somebody came in and tried to help remove that government, I don't think that that would be, I really don't think that would be a good idea. I think it needs to be done kind of politically. I don't think we should sign any papers with any other countries to help us deal with any internal problem. I think Americans, if they got tired of it, could stand up and rectify our situation, but that's just me. 773-897-6190 if you have something you want to speak on, something you heard in the news, any kind of update, feel free to call in, press 1, we'll get you in. I do see that there are people there, like I'm saying. Press the number 1. If you were on the phone line and you were trying to get on, I am not ignoring you. I do see you. But if you are not putting your hand up by pressing 1, then you can't get on the show. Like I said, I don't have anybody to screen my callers tonight. It's just me. So if you want in, I see you guys there. Press the number 1. It'll light up. I will bring you right in. Okay, now let's jump over here. Has anybody seen the videos of the man who was taking a video in the Ukraine? We see all these reports and videos that the Ukraine is being hammered, that there are rebels and mercenaries and this and that and that. I seen a video where these people were happy. Their town was still constructed. It was all in one piece. Everything was nice. They were signing up for Russian health care. Everybody was happy. They were getting their carbs. There was food until people got back on their feet because of the conflict that did happen. But this is a real town. This is a real place to be again. There's no conflict going on. And we have yet to hear any of the good news from this. We, in the United States, I seen a YouTube video, and it was about Easter. And it said, still think that the media isn't set up. And it was about 25 different newscasts from all over the United States. And the beginning of the story was the same on every one of them. And it said, candy makers may take some of the spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year. And on every news station, as that story came on, they repeated those lines. And to me, if you were new to what's going on in the world or just waking up and seeing that something is wrong, that is a great video to watch because it goes from Indianapolis, Indiana, to Santa Fe, New Mexico. All of these are the same. I mean, it's the same news report. You don't think that everybody had the universal mind epiphany and they just conjured up the exact same word thousands of miles away from each other to say on the same day, all relatively about the same time. I don't think so. But it's true. These people who are in charge, the six major networks that control every news media outlet in the United States, they have an agenda. And that agenda is to tell you how to feel, how to think, where to shop, what's a good price, all of these things. It's not me saying it. There's plenty of proof. Plenty of proof. The proof is in the pudding. You don't believe me? Look it up. Viacom, Time Warner, these companies. What is Clear Channel? These are what are known as the conglomerates of evil. These are what push evil into your daily life on every channel that you see. From C-SPAN, CNN, Cinemax. All of these are conglomerates of one poisonous organization. And to me, it's easy to see, but I've been trying to see it for a long time. I will look up the video, and I will post it. Let's see, I may have to post it in both chat rooms. I don't know. I'm still kind of new to live stream. Not sure what is allowable to be posted, but I will look. I'll look it up right now, and we will see if I can find it. Because it is. It's a good eye-opening video. It's very comical and hilarious, but at the same time, very devastating when you think newscasters used to sit down, and they would write out what they wanted to say and how they wanted to say it. And that was the difference between a great newscaster and your local PBS newscaster. He wrote his own. It sounded good. It was eloquent. It was enchanting. People, not anymore. Not anymore at all. Now it is handed to you. You learn the script and you learn how you want to say it because they did. They said it differently, but they said the exact same words over and over and over again. One may have said, take the spring out of the step, and one may have said, take the spring out of the step. But it was all the same. It's the same thing over and over again. And embedded into your brain, where it stays in your subconscious, where you are okay now to pay $6 for a Cadbury egg when it was $2 last year, because cocoa beans have a bacteria in them, and that's true, that is killing off the cocoa plant and essentially killing off chocolate altogether. If this continues to happen now, the world's top scientists are on top of this. They're on top of running out of chocolate, but having clean drinking water isn't a priority in the same country that grows the cocoa bean. Imagine that, if you will. Coca-Cola hires mercenaries. Why would they need mercenaries, James? Sent them by myself. I will answer that question, Mr. Impending. They need mercenaries because in Colombia, where the coca leaf is the most prominent, Coca-Cola is the only company in the United States that is illegal, or that is legally allowed to import coca plants. The coca leaves themselves, only Coca-Cola can import these things into the United States. Excuse me. Like I said, sore throat. I'm trying my best here. But because of that, they run the drug cartels. Now, they themselves don't, because they got in trouble for this. In World War II, Coca-Cola had money in Berlin before the war and was not allowed to touch it. So with that money, they struck a deal with the Nazis, and that's where Fanta came from. But because of their learning experience, they now outsource, like our government does, these mercenaries who keep the coca leaf and the coca trade at one price so that Coca-Cola themselves, the company, can import it at a good price because, like I said, they're the only ones who are allowed to legally import cocaine, and they say it's without the addictive extract. It's without the, whether it is or it isn't, doesn't matter. Because we, you and I, we will never know the truth. What we do know is they are legally allowed to bring it into the country. They hire, outsource, I don't want to be sued. They outsource these jobs to mercenaries who go in and firebomb anybody's home who decides that that's not a fair price. We're not going to give our coca leaves up for that amount of money. So then they execute the people who are in charge, put their people in charge over again. It's a mini New World Order. If you can think about that, Coca-Cola has its own mini New World Order where it is the 1%, the bank, that finances all of the evil to make one drink so that you can buy it at $2 a 20 ounce. Everything I just said, go look it up. Promise to God that it's all there. You just have to find it for yourself. That's the truth. If you have never thought about these things, well, that's why I'm here, ladies and gentlemen. I am here to raise those questions in your mind. Everybody thinks Coca-Cola is so great, you know. It's awesome. Until you look into Coca-Cola's deep, dark secret, you know that people have died from drinking nothing but Coca-Cola. A woman died in the UK. She was 19 or 20 years old, but she drank the equivalent of 4 gallons of Coca-Cola a day, to the point where if she didn't have her Coke, she couldn't get out of bed, bad headaches, all of the above. But the coroner who did the autopsy, or the doctor who did the autopsy, excuse me, probably the coroner, but that's not how it was worded, so I don't want to be misquoted here. This doctor said that her high intake of Coca-Cola was probably the deciding factor in her death. Coca-Cola sued the man out of business and tried to bury it, but even that, you can go look up for yourself. I do have a caller, and he is a fellow sophisticate. Mr. Ian.
Hey, what's up, man? I just got on now to get on with the show with you. I just realized there was a show on. I've been doing things all day, man. Oh, man, it's been a crazy day for E, man. Everything from possible woman trouble that I thank God I didn't get involved in. Oh, man, it's been a crazy day. I missed out on most of the subjects, man. I heard you talk about everything from Coca-Cola and all this other stuff. What's been going on with this show?
Oh, well, you know, I get pretty erratic and topic jump. Shows where I'm by myself are jam-packed full of information, but very little time to absorb it. But no,
yeah.
I've just
Russia
with Vladimir Putin. The extreme political parties in Russia have joined forces to run against Vladimir Putin for their election next year. I went over the pros and cons of radical politicians, you know, and that is loosely saying that there are politicians who are not radical.
Yeah.
Well, what?
Yeah, well, I hear you there.
Oh, I was talking about Coca-Cola. I'm sure that you heard me talking about the mercenaries and the murders that happen that Coca-Cola outsources to keep Coca leaves at a safe and affordable shipping rate.
That's like talking about the Bill Clinton murders. I've heard you mention that on a show, I think it was yesterday. I was listening to a show that you did with Eva.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about the Bill Clinton, like the Hillary and Bill Clinton murder things that they've all done. Nobody even knows half of that stuff, man.
Oh, yeah, well, I told you the story yesterday.
I
that the band
mainstream.
At the store was praising her, and I just asked him, I don't even see how you can say her name and have any kind of praise. And he was like, I need to watch my mouth. And I said, I won't do it because Hillary was fired from Watergate. In 67 for unethical practices, the people who were going to testify against the Clintons either died or came up missing. The people in Benghazi who depended on her to send in the troops to rally the cavalry to come get them while she slept in her bed and did nothing and allowed those men to be castrated and drugged down the street. No, I'm not going to be quiet about Hillary Clinton. Welcome to the show.
All you said about that when you were doing the show with Eva, the one you did. Yeah, I remember hearing you about that. I heard that a little late. I was sorry I missed that show, man, when that aired. But yeah, but most def, yeah. All, there's a whole bunch of stuff that both Bill and Hill, or Hill and Billy, however you want to say the names. But yeah, they're responsible for a lot, man. There's so much that they've done that's so known that's not in the mainstream. And people just are still praise them like the Obamas. And they were the first ones that came out before the Obamas. I mean, if that's what we're hearing about with the Clintons, God only knows what the Obamas did and done before we heard about them. I mean, did that ever make you think?
I get it, man, but other people don't seem to understand. They don't have the same priorities. They don't have the same research-driven fact-checkers that we seem to be. I mean, they don't have this bred into them. And whether or not it's by choice or not, it's ignorance.
Yeah. And
if it's by choice, it's stupidity.
And you were right to say what Dennis has often said, Mr. Friday Night himself. In this day and age, ignorance is a choice. Dennis Ford has always said it right, and you've put it on the
map. Religiously.
Oh, yeah. It is a choice. With the digital age and all the World Wide Web and all that we have that we can find on a computer, there's no reason to be that ignorant. No excuse for it. I mean, I'm getting into computers much later on in life. I mean, I remember when the internet came. I mean, we're the same age, you and me. I mean, the internet came out when we were just kids. You were probably on it before I was, but I didn't. My modem, before I got a new one recently, was 7 years old. That was my first ever online modem before I got a new one.
No
wonder my service provider was too stupid to not get me, to not tell me, maybe you need a new modem. Maybe that's why you're having problems. I don't know. But I asked the question finally. I thought to ask it. Well, got fixed finally. But yeah, sometimes I think they ask things late because I'm like, yo, what's the problem here? I'm not computer savvy, but when I do think the right things to ask, that the problems do get solved. And it's usually before the college graduate computer techs of my service provider think to ask me about them first.
I understand, my friend. I do.
And that's why this world needs more Aaron Schwartz people, man. The kid that worked at the kid that was with MIT, that was a loss to society, man. That was a loss to the world. Aaron Schwartz, I don't know if you know anything about him. You know who he is? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I've heard my share.
That was a loss. The year he died was the year I woke up. And the year Snowden ratted out the government. That all seems to be the magic year, 2013. Aaron Schwartz dies. Snowden rats out the world. Then rats out the government. Bradley Manning gets caught. I wake up. It seems like so much action happened in 2013. You know? It was like a magic year. And there's so much more out there that happened in 2013. It's amazing.
It depends, though. Any year, you know, I'm sure that people who were awake in 2012 would say the same thing, or they are awake in 2011. You know what I mean? I'm sure that it's different for everybody. I know 2008 was a great year when I woke up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you woke up many years before I did. I was still buying the official story back then.
Well, that's neither here nor there. I didn't wake up because of 9/11. I woke up because of biblical prophecy. When I started seeing, read about being prepared to happen, I said, well, I need to look into this. And I started looking into it, and I started seeing the aspect that the secular world was setting up everything. And it was coming so fast, and before I ever looked, I never seen it.
If it weren't for Leonard Ulrich making that video, Secret Societies and Biblical Prophecy, and when I first noticed it on January 1st, like around the January 2013, that was the icebreaker. That's what did it for me. Because I still was kind of leaning not and not so and maybe until I saw that documentary. So, Leonard Ulrich, if you're listening to this show, God bless you. Thank you. You saved the mental patient from the veil that was covered before my eyes. So, God bless you, brother. You did. You saved the life, man. Thank you.
Huh.
And then that was the one where I told you off the air where I found out who George Bernard Shaw was. And then my mom saw the film with me and found out, Ian, that's your ancestor. I'm like, no kidding. Yeah, we've talked about that off air, too. Only that alone. But, yeah. And then I talked to my dad and said, yeah, he's related to you on both sides of the family. I'm like, wow, no, I didn't need to know that. That happened way back in the 1800s somewhere. Yeah, because it didn't happen recently.
Well, let's keep on going, man. Let's keep on looking for these horrible acts. Let's see what they're doing this year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most death. Let's keep it moving.
Let's see here. Let's see. It looks like they're working hard in Brazil to maybe boot out some of these bankers because the ruling party of Brazil, their treasurer stepped down day before yesterday,
right,
after his arrest over corruption allegations. And probably the same thing that happens here with the practical banking that we give no care about, the division of all of your money being divided up $1 at a time to the fraction of 36. They loan the same dollar out 36 times. They collect interest on that same dollar 36 times. And somehow it's supposed to be fair to you and I.
Yeah.
If you don't know fractal banking, ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to go and look at a basic fractal banking YouTube video and get a small understanding of how Wall Street has been teaching the private banks how to spend your money without you knowing, in ways you never understood could happen.
Oh, yeah. I remember, speaking of banking and all this kind of bank stuff, I remember I was, like, getting to know Citigroup when I was in my early 20s. Like, you know, that pyramid business kind of stuff. You notice the word pyramid gets thrown in there every time they talk about pyramid businesses? Now, if you take the conspiracy theory reference out of it, it's because you don't really know when you're in your 20s and not into it. So I start out with some friends that are getting into it, that are my neighbors at my apartment complex in South Fallsburg. They start talking about how it sounds really good and it's a great, interesting opportunity. And they always tell you, bring your bet, and at the height meetings, first they take you down to Totowa, New Jersey, which is the one place. Then they take you down to Middletown. Then they take you to all these places. Then they get you all hyped up and going to hotels, like the hotels in Connecticut and all these places where then they the first is the height meeting, okay? Citibank, which is Primerica, Primerica is an extension off of Citibank. This is why I tell you people, anyone who tries to tell you that they can make you rich part-time, take it from someone who's watched people fall, and they didn't get a dime out of me. I didn't let them. Turn around and walk the other way, please. People invested so much money in this thing, and I would just sit there, and I'm like, going to this thing, just watching, like, when's the money coming to me? And I'd be like, wait, I'm not putting no money in this thing, so I see what I'm getting into. And I see people get really ultimately faithful to this business that they weren't making a dime out of, but putting more money in. And I'm like, and all they got back was their $199 that they initially invested in, because that was all they were going to get back. Because what they start telling you at first, when you go to the hype meetings, it's important that people that don't know about this should learn this. They tell you that your $199 takes care of your schooling and your different classes, your different insurance classes, and your leadership schools, which are the hotels. But that's what they tell you when you first go to the first few hype meetings. But what they don't tell you is that the leadership schools, the classes, and the different insurances are different expenditures that cost more than $199. The $199 is just the investment to get into the business, to get you in the company. So everything that you do with this Primerica thing that's with Citigroup is an ultimate expenditure, after expenditure, after expenditure. And the only way you really make money is if you sell first and second mortgages, which they give you, which you can learn how to get licenses for, or bring in people, which they technically want you to bring in three people underneath you. Then what they try to tell you is bring the best man at your wedding or who's going to be the pallbearer at your funeral. But those are the ones that really know you. They don't understand. You don't start thinking right away because they're the ones that will say, how much money are you making at this business? And you're looking at them and be like, duh. And you're like, yeah, see that, bro? I know you, man. How are you going to sell me something you ain't got? How are you going to do me like that, bro? How long are we friends now? And then they're looking at you like you ain't their friend no more. You know, I've never seen such a thing be so bad for people. You understand what I'm saying, boss?
Well, I understand that these Ponzi schemes and pyramid schemes only benefit the 1% of the business.
Scheme.
Everybody else is the worker drone. You all work for the queen bee.
Yeah.
And it's all for her pleasure, and she doesn't care if you die in the process. It's nature. It's primal. And that's what they'll tell you. The business world is the jungle, and you have to be a lion. If you're a gazelle, you'll get taken down. And I understand. I do not respect it. I understand it because what these big money men don't seem to understand is every time they take over a business and flatten it and sell it off piece by piece, that that company, it employed 75,000 people throughout the United States, and now 75,000 people are out of a job, and there's nothing you tell me that is ethical about what they do. You can't explain that to me in an ethical context.
Right on. And with the economy being like it is, you know, not everybody can survive on welfare or disability because not everybody is eligible for it. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody has something like that to fall back on.
Well, let's even go a little further. Let's say you truly do deserve it. Say you're disabled. Unless you have a very good attorney and two doctors willing to back you your very first time, you're going to be denied. And chances are you're going to be denied anyway the first time you apply. And they say that that is to weed out the people who are seriously not disabled. Well, what about the ones who seriously are disabled?
Well,
now you're making it harder on them to actually live a life that they already need help with, and you're denying them right off the bat, no matter their eligibility.
But there is one way to get around that, and there is one way to get past all that I didn't quite understand at first. The only way of getting that shit done faster and more effective is by getting a caseworker. But most people don't understand that when you get a caseworker and you sign on to a caseworker, you're pretty much signing your life over. You're pretty much stating by signing on to a caseworker like that, you're not mentally stable to handle your own affairs, or you're not right, or whatever, and that's when you end up with a payee, and that's when you end up with pretty much them saying the government is your nanny. That's why my fight in 2013, the rant I did on the Alex Jones Facebook page, the stink that I pulled up through all four hospital stays, from the beating up of the doctor to getting away with it in the courtroom to having my order of protection run out on the 30th of this month, was all about to prove that, yes, I am a human being and that I can, and I don't need a nanny. It was a fight, and it was a fight I was going to win. And I was going to prove, just because some doctor's name was Wynn and he looked like Mole Man from Fantastic Four, did not mean his ass was entitled.
I understand what you're saying. I do.
I am a human being. I'm a man, and I'm a human being, not a godforsaken voodoo doll. So that's all psychiatry reminds me of. Witch doctory. He got the needle, and they pinned me down, and I'm the doll? Nah, man. And I went through hell trying to fight for my humanity and my civil rights and my freedom. I fought like hell. And this order of protection that the doctor had on me runs out on the 30th. So all I want to say is, if anything happens from now, before, or a little after the 30th, I just want to let the community know, online, I ain't did nothing. So if you can see anything anywhere that I did something, I was set up. I just want to let everybody know, because I don't have no intentions of doing anything to anybody, especially not that damn doctor.
Right.
So I'm putting out a disclaimer.
If somebody is poking you and prodding you and they're holding you down and telling you that this is for your own good, well, I was doing just fine before this ever came to me.
Yeah, really?
This is not for my good. This is for your enjoyment or your experimentation or whatever it is. And no, I'm not going to be happy and just let you do this to me because I don't want to be here.
I'm trying to fight you guys, you know. I mean, I don't like the fact that I have the Mole Man and the Moleans from CRNC coming out of the comic book through the pages of Fantastic Four coming down and trying to use me as an experiment. I mean, really. For those of you that understood that Marvel comic joke I threw out there, I'm sorry, I don't need that. I'm a human being, not an experiment. So
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you, and I'm sorry.
I'm terribly sorry I had to bother the airways with that, but if anything happens after the before or after the 30th at any time, I'm putting out a disclaimer, because I have have to, because now that I pretty much smashed him for as long as I've done, bashed him on YouTube for as long as I've done. Remember, they hated it. They got me back after waiting 2 months to get me in the third time. Now that it's been longer, and I've smashed them longer, both Mobile Mental Health, the police, and the cops, don't you think I'm sitting on hot cinders right now? Now that the 30th is about to approach, and I'm this close to walking away from this thing, don't wait 5 years, 10 years to get me if I'm not at Sullivan County. And don't make up anything, because they did that before. You know, because it happened like that. The fact that they had to wait 2 months like they did the last time. And it'll just come to... Hold on a minute.
Well, I mean, I understand, though. When you get to the end of something like that, it's like being at the end of your probation or your parole, you know?
Well, yeah,
somebody is out to get you. Somebody's always going to want you to fail. And sometimes it is by design that you are forced
to
fail.
They wait. Because when they know, especially, and they always try to pretend like they don't know what you're doing on the computer, like the mobile mental health agents and the police. They try to make, like, the cops always are nice to me. Because it always seems to me like they never seem to want to do anything to me anyway. It's just their job because they have to help them. So the cops, I never really said much negativity about, too. I always smash mobile mental health and CRMZ more. I never said much against ORMC because they were never quite cool to me or their doctor or therapy staff. But mobile mental health and CRMZ, whenever I said anything on YouTube or anywhere on video, I smashed them the most because they're the ones I like the least. And believe me, with the 30th coming up, and I've talked to Mobile Mental Health since then. You know what I'm saying? I've talked with them, and I've gotten pretty boastful over the phone on them, and I've just wanted to see what would happen next, because now I know, because the thing is, what happened is in the past they set the precedent. Take your meds, we don't bother you. I'm like, okay, let's see how far this goes. It's been 2 years and they set the precedent, and now it's like, ah, what do? We know he's medicated. We can't say he's going crazy.
Right.
So I've used their own game against them, and now it's like, oh my goodness. Now we create something else. Franken Einstein's freaking monster. So that can only go for so long. So enough about me. Let's talk about something else. I just can't wait till the 30th comes.
Oh, I am happy for you, brother. I mean, I really am. I'm always for when people are going to be able to go and do as they please, to have a real sense of their own liberty. I won't say freedom, but you do have a sense in your own liberty as you can go and do what you want to do, whether it's legal or not, you still have that choice. And right now, if you think about doing something, you can be held back, so to speak. More of the current events. I would love to get some callers' take on the cop who ran the man over after being told to stand down, stand down, stand down. If anybody out there has something to say about that, because this man's being portrayed as a hero, then he did a courageous act. You hear, if you watch the video from inside the other police car, you hear the entire conversation on the radio where they say the suspect is believed to have stolen a gun. They didn't know that he stole it. They believe that this is the man who stole a gun. So the first thing, I mean, even approaching him with your gun out would not have been a bad thing. But running him over with your car with the intent of killing him instead of investigating the crime, I mean, that's sick.
Yeah. So what are you saying? Like, I didn't see this story. So what are you saying? Like, the guy didn't, the cop didn't even know?
Well, it's being said that the man had a gun and he was armed and dangerous now, but in the video, it comes across that the man is believed to be armed because he is believed to be a suspect who has stolen a gun. But they did not know if this was that man. He only matched the description of this man. But it did not stop them from running him over against the orders of the officer on scene, of the commanding officer. Stand down, stand down. He may have a gun. Stand down. And then he ran him over.
Oh, wow. Cops aren't using guns. They're using cars. I guess it saves on ammunition. I don't know.
I don't know, but he ran the man. If the man didn't die, which I don't see how he couldn't have the way he was hit, but he did get knocked into a flip over the car, so he may have lived. But it's only because of the good graces of the Lord above that he did live, if he did. I'm not sure. I guess I could look that up real quick to see if the man died.
So now the cops in some places are resorting to the Trojan horse method. I'm telling you. Hopefully this Tuesday we'll have this set up for having our show with someone who is representing someone by the name of Marvin Guy on our show, me and Eva, this Tuesday. Hopefully we'll have that set up, and it'll all be set up good, so maybe we'll even have the guy's brother up. So I'm not going to go too much into that now because I don't want to interrupt your show with it, but it's another cop situation kind of thing, which I'm sure people will be interested in. But, yeah, you definitely, if you're into cop stories and situations revolving around cops, this Tuesday show with us, Eve and I, you don't want to miss it, 8 o'clock Eastern time, if I was all right to say that.
All right. Well, listen to this. Arizona cop being hailed a hero for ramming his police cruiser into a rifle-toting suspect. Now, he did not have the rifle on him when he was in the video, number one. I wanted to stop the threat. That was the only thing on my mind. Police officer Michael Rapid Jacob. I don't know. It's a very, very hard to pronounce.
He was unarmed.
See, and the video right here shows him when he first gets hit by the squad car that he doesn't have anything that you can see. And a rifle is a pretty big gun. And you would think that you would be able to see it as he was being hit by a car.
Oh! Yeah, forward me that link. I want to see that.
All right.
Yeah, send it to my inbox. Yeah, I definitely want to see that. That's crazy. Sounds insane, man.
And the video is attached. So.
Cool. All right.
I'm going to
look at that.
See if I can post it here. I'm not sure if it does that, but we're going to try it now. And I don't think so.
Is someone trying to talk in the background?
No.
I thought I saw someone trying to cut in.
Not that I can tell.
All right.
I am putting it in the Blog Talk chat as we speak. I'm sure most of the people listening on Blog Talk have seen the video or have at least heard of it. I'm going to... Look, let me find you on here, and I'll get you the video as well. Are you online?
Yeah, my computer's on, but I'm not in the room at the moment, but I'm going to go in the room in a minute.
Okay.
Give myself something right now.
I'm going to find you now, and then we're going to go to break is what we're going to do.
Cool. 2-hour show tonight?
Yeah, 2 hours. We're going to go to break right after I post. I posted it there. I posted it here. The man calls himself RoboCop. But, yes, we are at the top of the hour. We're 5 minutes till. I like to run my break a touch early so that it gives us a little more time towards the second hour because, as most of you know, I'm not big on overtime on Saturday night. I do have a faith that I go to church, so.
Right on.
When it's supposed to end is when it will end. What we're going to do now, though, ladies and gentlemen, is I'm going to play some ads. I may get a song in here, and then we will be back on NWO Truth Radio's Mass Media Saturday night special broadcast. Stay with us. I've got E from the E for Eternity show and yours truly, James Impending, and we will be back in about 6 minutes.
We would be honored if you would join us.
Friday Night Super Show.
And welcome to the Friday Night Super Show. I'm, of course, your host, The Mouth, laughing and scratching at being back again on our Friday nights with Dennis, Mr. Friday Night, Ford.
Tag Team Champions of the World!
Here, again, Friday Night Super Show. Glad to be here. I want to thank everybody for tuning in.
Friday Night Super Show. 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Truth Emerges Radio and NWO Truth Radio. You are awake, be aware.
That's an order, soldier.
This is an historic moment. We have in this past year made great progress in ending the long era of conflict and Cold War. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders. This is an historic moment. When we are successful, we will be a new world order.
One and only original Guerrilla Radio with Austin Thomas and Liberty Lisa. Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on the Truth Emerges Radio Network.
A new world order. An order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
The following announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to NWO Truth Radio. This is the Impending Revelation Radio Show. I am your host, James Impending. It's the truth now. Everything in the universe runs like a Swiss watch. Every part of the universe is dependent on every other part. The universe isn't as random as they would have you think. Those of us who understand physics understand that reality is nothing more illusion.
The numbers are here. I want you to check all my numbers, too. You can go back and listen to this. Check all my numbers. Because you're going to find out that I'm right.
Impending Revelation with James Impending. Saturday night.